Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
It is not a snack. But last week we were speaking about the man and his maiden.
Come on.
And I'm going to ask these two anointed men and man and woman of God to give us a quick snapshot of last week. What stood out for them, what they remember, and then we'll get right into it.
Wow, what a blessing. First of all, special greetings to Apostle Mose and Pastor Abby. I'll tell them the Charlie Wajala zone was so excited when I sent them greetings.
Shout out!
They clapped, they shouted. Show them some love online. Show them some love online as well. Oh, yeah. So we send you special greetings. And, of course, greetings to my maiden.
Pastor. Come on now.
The man and his maiden. One of my highlights was how Apostle connected. First of all, the truth, he said that it had to take the man to be asleep for some of his senses to be switched on in order to get the maiden. And I realized some men, I think some of you, you need to be
asleep.
They need to be put asleep.
You need to be put to sleep a bit such that you can get your person. But anyway, one of the highlights was that that without your maker and without your mission, your maiden will have nothing to help you with. Yeah. So as a man, as you're thinking of getting the maiden, think about the mission. Because the maiden is there to help you accomplish the mission that your maker has mandated to you.
True story. Prophet, over to you.
My highlight was, it's not good for man to be alone.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. So, man, if you're alone, unless God has spoken, it ain't good.
Okay,
find a maiden. Hey, go and con that girl.
Find a maiden.
Go vibe the babe.
Marriage is not an inheritance. Quotable, tweetable, was one of my quotes from last week from Apostle, you know, and I was totally blown away, you know, because sometimes some ladies are looking for a man who has already arrived.
It's true.
You know, and, you know, many of the young men who are looking for ladies to spend the rest of their life with
are about to arrive.
Some of them are not yet even about to arrive. You know,
Bali Mukubo. They are on the way.
They are on the way. The car is broken down.
They
are
still trying. They have a car.
Yeah, but you know, so that's very, 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 very important. And for me, that was one of the lessons from last week. That it's very important for you to have a vision as a man.
Yes.
And then this lady comes alongside you to work with you to accomplish the vision that God has given to you.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And, you know, it got me thinking, how many men are actually on a God-given mission? You know? And that's very critical, because if you are looking for a maiden, you'd better have a mission. You already be on mission. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Very important. All right, so today we are talking about man and his
munchkins.
All right.
I love it.
Are you ready for man and his munchkins?
Oh. The man. Yes. The man and his munchkins.
The man.
Yes.
The man and his munchkins. All right. So we've talked through the man and his maker, the man and his mission, the man and his
maiden.
This is episode 4. Okay. And we are going to start from Proverbs chapter 6, 17 verse 6.
Come on.
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 6. All right.
All right. I'm going to read Proverbs 17, 6. Pastor Jeremy, it's interesting that we're talking about the man and his munchkins, not munchkin. So,
do you have an announcement?
Plural. I know. I'm just saying. I send greetings to Pastor Quaker. Anyway,
shout out to Pastor
Romans
Quaker.
17:6.
Pastor Mint.
Pastor Mint as well. Even Pastor Mint, yes, even Pastor Mint. But anyway, and the Kazungus. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children is their father.
What a blessing.
Oh, yes. Mm. Children's children are the crown
of old men.
Crown of old men. And the glory of children is their father. Mm. Or it says in the Amplified Version. Give us the Amplified Version. It says, grandchildren are the crown of aged men. And the glory of children is their father who lives a godly life.
Wow.
All right? And when I read this verse, you know, I was just thinking about what it means to have children.
Yes.
And how important it is for you to set the picture for them.
Yes.
As a father.
Yes.
What would you say is the role of a father in a home?
Fathers. Answer.
Anyway, so there is quite a lot, but maybe before I get into the role of a father, the very first thing I saw in this text as you are reading it is the aspect of glory.
Yes.
The glory of children. Mm. And as we're taught on Sunday, glory is the opposite of shame.
Oh, yes.
And the picture that came to my mind is that one of my roles as a father is to help the children see the glory that God has placed in them. Because he said that the glory of children is their father.
Yeah.
So as a father, my role is not to just to shame or to expose the shame or to belittle or beat down or emphasize. Because there is that aspect to almost every human being. Mm. The aspect of shame. And the apostle said that we are acquainted with shame.
Yeah.
It's something that we know. But as a father, as I'm thinking about roles, for example, I'm thinking about that one of the key roles or ways in which I can bring glory to the children is, I could say, is to love them. Mm. Oh, before I get to loving them, is to love their mother.
Oh, yes. Very important.
Is to love their mother. Because the Bible tells us that as husbands, we should love our wives as Christ has loved the church.
Yes.
And in my mind, I'm thinking that the way the Father, God, loved the church is by loving Christ. Because if he did not love Christ, and he said that he loved the church, there would be lots of questions. As in, we would not be able to trust him as a father and to believe in his love, because the person from whom we draw our name, the church, Christians, who is Christ in this case, who would be the wife in this particular example, is not being loved well by the father. So I thought that one of the primary roles, before I get to loving the children, one of the primary roles of a father is to love the mother of the children well. Because in loving the mother of the children, they are giving safety to the children and giving them a picture of what a home, a family, of what God ideally would be. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
The thing that comes to my mind, the thing that my eyes were open to, is that, you know how the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:10-1 that we became the righteousness of God. We didn't do anything. We believe and we become. This verse says, and the glory of children is their father. So without a father, there's shame.
Oh, yes.
That the glory is the Father. And that one of the best things you can do as a father is to remain. Is to remain. Because without you, there is no glory. Is to remain. Whatever that looks like. Is to be there.
Yeah.
Stay. Remain.
Yeah.
Because you are the glory.
Yeah.
You are the glory. Mm-hmm. It's not, yes.
So before the yes, doing, it's the being.
Yes, before the doing is, and the glory of children is their father. So as a father, remain, stay. Be available. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Be available. Be available in the good times. Be available in the bad times. Be available. And I was even thinking to myself a phrase, don't die. Do you understand? So, whatever it is in your power to stay alive, do it. So, you see, you can't go out drinking. You can't borrow money. Do you understand? Because all those things take away from life. If you're a chain smoker, if you take drugs, you're reducing the glory of your children because you're reducing your life here on earth. Things happen. You know, we don't decide when we die. But even physical being there, as much as it is in your power, do the 10,000 steps, eat healthy, get a job, serve in church, don't go into debt, live healthy, don't do drugs, be there, visit, be at home, you know, that's the thing, because you are the glory of the children, and minus you equals shame.
Yeah.
And that's why, thankfully, we are able to then have spiritual parents. You understand? God put a system in place that if an earthly father is present, if the enemy tries to bring shame through an earthly father, then you can receive glory through a spiritual father.
Yeah.
And then, you know, above all that, is Jesus going and saying, I will not leave you as orphans. Mm. Do you understand? Mm. Because, you know, it's Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I will not leave you as orphans. I'll send a helper. Do you understand? I'll not leave you. I'll come to you. And so then he sends the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit, so that even spiritually, without talking about spiritual fathers, as long as you accept Christ, then you receive glory because you have a father who will remain and never leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really true. You know, last Sunday, Apostle was teaching and he shared a story about how his dad passed away. I think he was 8 years old. And he said that he remembers going to school and feeling the shame of just being an orphan. It's not his fault that his father passed on, but his dad is not there anymore. And I've talked to several men who are just lost because their father was not
present.
There. Yes. Yeah. The thing about glory is it is seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the children need to see you.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. They need to see you. So I agree with you, Pastor Angela, that you need to be present.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Before you do anything,
you
need to be present. You know, Jesus writes and says, I only do what I see
my father doing.
Yes. You know? Oh, yes. So the kids, and it's interesting with children that you'll tell them one thing, but they will do what
you do.
They
only do what you do, yeah.
Yes.
You know? They will do what you do. I only do what I see my father do.
Yes.
You know? And so, if they see you battering their mother, that's what they are picking up.
Yes.
You know? If they see you loving their mother, that's what they pick
yes.
up.
Yes.
And so many men are caught up in providing. You know, for the family. But before provision, you have to be present.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
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 You know?
One of the best things that my biological father has done for me is being present. Mm-hmm. You know, I took it for granted that fathers are available. And just living in some sort of bubble and then going to secondary school and realizing that my dad was one of the few fathers who came for visitation day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or sports.
You know that a sports day, a visitation
what
day.
What a blessing. Shout out to Dr. Tusa.
Yeah. Yes, you know, sometimes. And I remember him saying something. I had left school, secondary school. My sister had then also finished S6. And I remember him having a conversation with someone and saying that now I can leave the board or the PTA. I was like, what do you mean? You're no longer there. You know that thing of his... Yes. Yes. Like, I was there for you. You know when you make such a strategic... it's not like you vote yourself into that pit. I don't know. I don't even know what... It seemed to me like it was almost a strategic decision. Yeah? To really engage what finally end up in the PTA and then finally be a part of the board. And now he's like, you guys have left. I was like, huh? What a shock. Wow. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, what a blessing.
Presence, presence.
Yeah, anyway, so presence, very, very important.
Yeah.
And then when you're present, what are you doing when you're present?
Mm.
You know?
Yes.
What do they see?
Yes.
Because children, it's the imprint on their minds, the things that they see.
Yes.
So how do you interact with their mother? How do you talk to them? How does your mother respond to you? How does their mother respond to you? You know it. That's also very, 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 very important. One of the things that always happens many times is when you... I remember when we were much younger, you know, and many people talk about this. You know where you hear daddy coming, hooting at the road.
Mercy, mercy, mercy.
And you flee in seven directions.
Yes, yes.
You know, and many times you're fleeing because you're told to flee.
Yes.
Not necessarily because he wants you to flee, but because you're told, clear the space.
Yeah.
Turn off the TV.
Yes,
daddy is coming.
He needs his space.
This is his chair. This is his remote control. This is his sitting room. So go to your bedrooms. You know? And yet really, that may not necessarily be what he wants.
Aye, but would a mother just come up with that thing?
I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. You know? Yeah, but anyway, so children's children are the crown of old men. The glory of children... is their fathers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Pastor Angel, I like that point. Be present.
Yeah.
Be visible.
Yes.
You know. Engage. Yes. Thank you very much. Engage. I mean, play the part.
Yes.
Go for the VDs. Love the kids. Be present for the birthday parties. And do all these things because children are watching you and they are learning from you.
And be present in church with them.
Yes.
Oh,
for example, be present in missional community with them.
Yes.
Because I've heard of stories where it's like the man sends the family to church or drops them off and he waits for them or goes somewhere and hangs out and then he comes back.
Yes.
Yeah, so they are learning that this thing is not important. After all, daddy doesn't do it.
The head of the home
doesn't
think it's important.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's not important.
Ah, that's very, very... You know, I remember a time when we had the very first dedication of babies at Worship Harvest Gayaza.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was incredible because God opened our eyes to see something. That we had all these ladies on the stage. I think there were about 12 mothers with babies. And I think there was not a single father on stage that day, you know. And many of these women were like, you know, I mean, he has gone to work.
Yes.
Or he stayed home in bed. Mm. Or some of them didn't know where he is.
Yes.
You know, but I remember that picture clearly. Just seeing all those ladies with all these children.
Mm.
And you're dedicating these children, but there's not a single father right there on that very important day for them.
So why are fathers absent? Yes.
Ah.
Yes,
that's an interesting question.
Yes, why are they absent? I was just thinking that Apostle was teaching that it's hard to be a father without first being a child.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so then you find a cycle repeating itself that maybe you don't know how to be there because you don't know what it looks
what
like
it means
to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
Which then brings me to the thing you were saying of being present in church. A thing that I keep finding is that women are more passionate about the things of God. Mm. And their hearts are more open about the things of God than men are. So which begs me to ask that we should be raising a generation, talking to our brothers, our sons, our husbands, to have men whose hearts are after God. Because a man that is submitted to God the Father then has the capacity to father. Because you've become a son, not to a biological person that might have faults, but you become a son to God who has no limits, who has, and God therefore then places you under spiritual parenting that teaches you. Because there are so many things, I've learned from spiritual parents and siblings that I didn't learn. That God gives us that space. So just to get men to bow their knee to their father. I don't know. To become humble. Is that the word?
Yeah. I mean, when I look at that verse again, I'm thinking, children's children are the crown of old men, and these are grandchildren.
Yes.
And I'm just imagining, I mean, I've seen your dad with Malaika and Amara and all his grandchildren, and just the glory and the joy and the excitement that he feels just being around his grandchildren.
Yeah.
You know, and he just picks them up and spends an entire day with them.
Yeah.
And you can just see that the children's children, they bring so much life.
Yes.
You know, to him, the joy of just being around your grandchildren, it's different.
Yeah.
And so when he says that they are the crown of old men, I really resonate with that from that picture. Mm-hmm. That, like you said, stay around. Don't die.
Yeah.
You know. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be around to enjoy the grandchildren.
Yes.
But there are also some instances where the grandfather and the grandchildren have no relationship. Completely. Mm-hmm. You know, they never really connected. And so the grandfather is like a stranger to them.
Mm.
You know. And so I resonate with that part. And then he says the glory of children is their father. So the glory has to be present, to be seen.
Yes.
They interact with you. They get to know you. And they pick so many things from you as the father.
Yes.
Very, very important.
Yes. Yes.
All right. I'm just picking up on some comments here. Somebody's asking, saying a man submitted to God the Father has capacity to father.
Yes.
Their love tanks are full and they have a sense of security.
Yes, yes.
Yes, this is true. When you're present and the kids see you submitting to God, it becomes easier for them to submit to God and to desire the things of God. One of the things my kids do a lot is because we go to church early on Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, Saturday night is about preparing for Sunday morning and going to bed early. Please wake me up in the morning. Don't leave me behind. And sometimes you're going to church as early as 5 a.m.
Yes.
And the kids are like, I have to come with you.
Yes.
Because they've seen that you value going to church and being in the presence of God and staying the whole day. You know, sometimes you have to send them back at lunchtime and they're like, no, we are staying here at church till evening. Sunday maximization with children. Because they have seen,
it,
the Father doing these things and it's modeled for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so I agree with that point entirely. Psalm 127, verse 3 to 5. Papa Blessor, please read for us verse
Psalm
3.
Psalm 127, verse 3 to 5 says, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord.
Oh, yes.
The fruit of the womb is a reward.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Verse 4, like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.
Oh, yes. Mm.
Verse 5 says, happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate.
Oh, yes.
Behold. Children are a heritage. It says also that they are a gift from the Lord.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
a gift. The fruit of the womb is a reward. You know what's coming to mind? The word heritage. What does it mean to be a heritage?
Uncle Google.
From the Lord. The word heritage.
Meta AI. What does heritage?
They are a gift from the Lord.
I heard it. I mean, it's not good to use a word to describe,
A word.
But it's an inheritance.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Children are an inheritance. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. From the Lord.
That's true. I like what the Amplified Version says. And it says children are God's love gift. They are heaven's generous reward.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. You know, heavens, they are God's love gift. That when God gives you children, He loves you. Yeah, it's God's way of saying, I trust you. I trust that you're able to raise these children up in the fear of the Lord.
Yes. Yeah.
I still remember that day, 26 September 2010. Yes. Oh yes, when my daughter Nandi was born. And I had never, it was love at first sight.
Hey.
Oh yes. I remember, you know, where you see this person and immediately you love them.
Wow.
It's like there was a father gene inside me that came alive.
It was activated.
Yes. You know, that was activated when I saw this little helpless girl. She just showed up and instantly changed the way I live, changed the way I spend money. Oh yes, up until that time, money was for chopping.
Yes.
Oh yes, I keep telling people money was for chopping, but the moment I began to, you know, the moment she was born and I realized I am now a dad.
Yes.
Everything changed.
Yes.
Even the speed at which I used to drive.
Hey. Oh yes. I can relate.
I remember driving one day.
It changed.
Me,
you know,
at the Airtel. No, kind of.
Yeah, it's instantly, because I realized that now I had a heritage.
Yes.
In a child.
Yes.
You know, tell me, Papa Bless, what was it like for you?
Well, if I tell you what it was like for me. No, I'm going to share what it was like for me. Of course, the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of that scripture and the story you just told and how you had to adjust your life for the child is that the children are a heritage from the Lord.
Yes.
So in a way, they call them your children.
Yes.
But they are not your children.
Yes.
You just happen to be a steward of God's gift to you, and not necessarily one who owns them.
Yes.
As a father, you don't own the children, but you steward them.
Yes.
And part of stewardship is to find out from the owner how he would like his gifts to live their lives. So I would like the gifts to, I don't know, to blossom, grow, what the destiny of those gifts is. And so part of what happened to me is when I saw EJ on 4th October.
Hey.
2019. It just occurred to me that, look, I have this gift that also comes with a responsibility for me as a father to find out, God, what is the destiny of this child that you have given to me? How do you want me to steward them?
Yes.
What are the things you've placed in them that I should call out?
Yes.
How do you want me to love them? What is the definition of love for them in this moment? Yes. Like, those are the questions that started coming to my mind instantly. Because the picture that came to my mind is, God has just given me a gift, and I'm here to steward this gift such that I can help this child, all these children, to become everything that God created them to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other side of that is, before that, in verse 2, it's saying it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep, right? His beloved. And then he goes, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. So when I reckon a reward means that, you know, well done. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Best location. Here is a reward. Mm. So on the one hand, Papa Blesso, you are stewarding this child. But God is giving you children so you can rest.
Oh, yes. Mm.
Yes, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are an inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
When you receive an inheritance, it's not to make your life worse, but it's to make your life better.
Better, yeah.
Yes. Like if you've been haharing, what? Haharing is suffering. And then, you know, someone gives you land, okay? Mm. The purpose of giving you that inheritance is to make your life better.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, we'll continue. You know, Pastor Jeremy is going to take us to verse 4. I'm going ahead of myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's why arrows, they're like the arrows in the hand of a warrior.
Yeah.
He can go and fight himself and fight and fight and fight alone.
Yeah.
In vain.
Yeah.
Rising up early, sitting up late, fighting. But he can also have children.
Oh, yes.
Who are the ones he sends?
Yeah.
Do you understand? And then he can sleep.
Yeah.
So the other side of that is, yes, they are given to you for you to nurture, but they are also given to you for you to rest.
Yes.
Because the more children you have, the more arrows you can shoot to take on territory. They are a gift to you. And so there's also the other side of when you receive an inheritance, it's both a gift but also the awareness of responsibility.
Because
I can be given 30 acres of land and I sell all of it. And what happens after that is I'm left at the exact same position I was at the beginning because I did not recognize the thing that had been given to me as an inheritance, as a thing to make my life better. That when you have a child, it's not, you know, like I've been given a problem. No.
Mm-hmm.
When God gives you a gift, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Yes, when God gives, his blessings come with no sorrow.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
And so it's for men to recognize that children are gifts and stop that thing of denying children what. Also, with the awareness that knowing that children are gifts, you can't just have them anyhow, anywhere, wherever.
Yeah.
And that if you have them wherever, then it's your, it's a good, you know, it's a, yes, it's your inheritance. Take care of the thing that God has given you as a good thing.
Yeah.
It's making your life better, and therefore the way you deal with the land can make you richer, the land, because it's, you know, I'm using it
as a picture.
Yes. Makes you better or worsens you. Like here you are with children who are an inheritance, who are arrows in your hand. But you treat them like, what's the opposite of arrows? Do you understand? Like you don't realize, you don't realize that you have a weapon. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like if someone gave me a weapon, let's say a nuclear weapon, I there's a way I treat it.
Yeah.
Especially if I, let's not use nuclear weapons, Banag. If someone gave, okay, let's use an arrow. I don't know. Like if I were in the army and someone gave me a weapon that's going to help me win the battle, I treat it a certain way.
Yeah.
I look after it, I clean it, I make sure it's polished. I don't treat it like a burden.
Yeah.
And so the awareness as a father to realize that you have weapons.
Yeah.
That God has given you a good thing.
Yeah.
So therefore, I must take care of it because I must use it.
Yeah.
Those are the things I use so that I can sleep at night. They are taking territory. They are, you know, they are doing stuff for me. They are multiplying the things that God has given me. They are taking my things to the next level. The awareness. Mm. So when you have a child, it means take them to school.
Yeah.
When you have a child, it means speak certain things over them.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Because if you get an arrow and you just put it in water and oxygen, then you get tri-iron tetraoxide. It starts rusting. Yeah. But then you're making sure you're painting it. You're taking care
of it,
of the heritage that God has given you. He's like, when I think of a reward, it's like, well done, good and faithful servant. You found a wife. Now I'm giving you a good thing. Here is one of the good things that I'm giving you. Do you understand? You've obtained favor. Here are your children. And so that awareness that, my children are a gift from God. They are an actual inheritance that God has given them to me to improve my life, to be able to take territory. It changes the way you treat your disciples. They are not a burden. They are a heritage.
They are a gift.
They are an inheritance. And that with your disciples, you can take territory. With your disciples, you become better. God doesn't give you disciples to reduce you. These people, they are making me tired. No, open your eyes. Open your eyes. Those disciples are arrows.
Yeah.
Those disciples are a thing that God has given you because he wants you to sleep. You, his beloved child.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, I was thinking about, you know, where we started.
Yes.
The man and his maker.
Yes.
And so you start with relating with God. Okay? And then through your relationship with God, he gives you a mission. Okay? And then through the mission, you find a maiden. All right? To go on mission with. Somebody to help you on this mission.
Oh, yes.
And then through your relationship with the maiden, he gives you munchkins.
Oh, yes.
And the munchkins are also to support you on the mission. Okay?
Yeah.
And if I extrapolate it to spiritual children, for example.
Yes.
I mean, I can use the story of Worship Harvest. Think of Apostle.
Oh, yes.
He gets a mission to plant this ministry. It starts as a worship team. Becomes a church. Gets a wife. All right. Gets spiritual children. All right. Plants many churches. And now he's able to send them out on awakenings to do very many, you know, missions in different. That is a man sending out arrows
to
do the work of the vision that God gave him, of the mission that God gave him as a man.
Yes.
You know? And so it's a process. When you think about it even physically, as a man. Like Pastor Angela was saying, those arrows are a gift from God to you. But you still have to sharpen them. And you know what? You have to shoot them. You have to direct them. You have to release them. You have to send them out to do the thing that God has given to you.
Could you speak a bit more into the sharpening aspect?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
like, what are some of the things we do to sharpen, if we use the... That
I think it's just the things that we do to teach our children.
Yes.
Raising them up in the fear of the Lord. Showing them the way that they should go.
Yes.
Even correcting children.
Yes.
Is really sharpening children. The Bible says foolishness
is bound up
in the heart of the child.
Yes. Yeah.
And so children are foolish.
Massive.
They need to be directed, they need to be taught, they need to be loved, they need to be given the right direction to go.
Even in Proverbs, the Bible says that whom the father loves,
he corrects. He chastises.
Yeah.
So that's one of the roles of a father.
Yeah.
That you can't delegate correcting your children.
Yeah.
You can't delegate teaching your children.
Yes.
I was, one of the things that you mentioned earlier and that I'm very adamant about is for men to come to church with the wife and the children.
Yes. Yeah.
Just to show them that church is important.
Yeah.
And then when you get to church, they should sit down.
Yeah.
You know? One of the things my kids do is because they see us preparing our offering.
Yes.
They come to you in the morning when you are at church. Give me offering. They don't want to go to children's church or have without, kids without an envelope. An
yes.
Wow.
And then they also get their money, however much you give them, and they'll put it in an envelope and then they'll write. Now for them, they don't write declarations. My daughter writes her names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Because they've seen us preparing yes. our offering. So that's directing children
yes.
and showing them the way that they should go.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how you sharpen your arrows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pastor
yeah.
Jeremy, even sending them.
Yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, one time, Pastor Emma, who's in the house, sent Amara to the supermarket. I was so stressed. How old was he? 5, 4? He was 5, eh?
I'm receiving
he sent him to the supermarket. I was like, are you sure? Eh. I was so stressed. I was so stressed. But then he went and he came back. So I was like, this arrow can go to a supermarket and back. I mean, then I, yes, because sometimes you have arrows on you.
And you are holding.
You like keep you them in the...
You keep them in the... Like, you're not going anywhere. You're not yet ready. He went, he came back. I was like, eh? So, yeah. And then, when you pass one roll, you can end up doing a second one. Before long, I think last holiday, I don't remember, or last year, probably, one time I left cupcakes at home and I told him, sell them. So he went door to door.
Wow.
In the flats.
Wow.
Selling cupcakes.
Wow.
I was like, okay. But if he had never sent him to the shop, I would have been like, let me wait for my son to turn 27.
Mercy, Lord.
Before cupcakes. I'm telling you, because as a parent, you can be that person who is you're failing to see that the arrow is sharp. Go, Dr. Oa said in the chat, but when you see your MC members as a heritage, you stop asking questions about when to remove them from the WhatsApp group.
Bombshell.
Malera and
shaking tables.
Is that the nuclear weapon you are talking about?
Shaking tables. But you know, you have to also send your spiritual children.
Yes.
Yeah.
To plant locations.
Oh, yes.
To birth new MCs.
Oh, birth yes. new MCs.
Oh, yes. To do evangelism.
To do evangelism. To do the work of ministry.
Yes. Yeah.
Because this ministry exists because Apostle sent out his children.
Oh, yes.
And even last Sunday, he sent out some more.
My God.
Last Sunday or the Sunday before? That's yeah, the Sunday before. So he's still sending. So arrows exist to be prepared
and
directed and sent.
Sent.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
and sent.
A good arrow is the one that you can send.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
But you make it good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You make it good.
It's your
yes.
responsibility
yes.
to make it good.
It's your responsibility to make it good.
Yeah. You really need to do, you really need to do that. And then there's another scripture on my thought on my mind. Proverbs 13:22. Says a good man
leaves an inheritance.
Leaves
an inheritance.
An inheritance.
To his children's children.
And you know what is on my mind now? Is that the mission that God gives you is part of the inheritance you leave to your children.
Mercy.
That God gives you this mission.
Yes.
And you have a maiden. Kins. You raise them up. You send them out. And they become a heritage to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hear you as you're speaking about that. I thought of Genesis 18:19. Yes. Where God tells Abraham that for I have known him.
In order
that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of the Lord.
Yes.
To do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That he may command his children and his household after him.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is the reality that as a father, where we started from is, first of all, stay.
Yes.
Yeah. And you'll be surprised, but so many men struggle with just staying.
Yes. The enemy is trying to take fathers away.
Just being present.
Yes.
Be present is the first thing.
Yeah.
Then number two is protect
yes.
the children.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the father's role to protect the children.
Yes.
Protect them from the world. Protect them from the enemy.
Yeah.
Protect them from everything that wants to destroy them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The number three, provide.
Yes.
For them. Yeah. And you'll be surprised how so many men just struggle with just being present, protecting, providing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you have to be that person, because God has given you this child as a gift.
Yeah.
And he has given you everything you need to provide for them.
Yes.
The word father means you're a source.
Yeah.
You're a source of identity.
Yes.
You're a source of life.
Yeah.
Literally. You're a source of security.
Yes.
You're a source of provision.
Yes.
And that's what it means to be that father.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, let's look at verse 4.
And five.
Verse 5.
Can we read that? It says,
happy is the man who has his quiver full of them.
Come on.
They shall not be ashamed, shall speak with their enemies in the gate.
I love it.
Papa bless him.
This one is yours. I'm still working on it.
Yeah, I think your quiver is not yet full.
It is full, please, Papa. So it is.
Yeah, his quiver is not full. He's still working on it. What a blessing. Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing that stands out for me is the word happy.
Yes.
Yeah. That a man who has children that he can send, that he has equipped, is a happy man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a happy man. And these children will speak with the enemy.
Yeah.
They'll confront the enemy.
Yes.
You know, on his behalf. They'll go and do what they need to.
Yes.
When he says, with the enemy in the gates, it's like they go out and do the mission and the work that he has given to them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Also, I was thinking both biologically and spiritually. You know, first of all, when you go back to the verse, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. I was thinking that your grandchildren can have glory from a good grandfather. Because there are many people who the only reason they have glory is because they have a relationship with their grandparents. Their father might have been absent. Their biological father might have been absent. But then they had a grandfather. Somehow all of them are getting their glory from a certain grandfather somewhere who has set the tone of glory. But spiritually and also biologically, you see, our parents can never suffer. Yes, we are speaking with the enemies in the gates.
Yeah.
There are things that they never think about.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
They never think about airtime. Because one of the things I guess the enemy can speak maybe is poverty.
Yeah.
But you're there thinking about your parents, buying your car, buying electricity, buying food. That there are things that they used to think about as parents.
But
with children,
children,
that they never think about those things.
Yeah.
That you're a parent, you have a son that works over where, another one that's a pastor, another one that works with, I don't know, umeme. There are issues that you never deal with.
Yeah.
There are issues that you never deal with, but also spiritually. Ah!
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just think when you said your quiver is, I'm like, your quiver is full. Papa bless you.
Yeah.
You have thousands of disciples.
Yes, in that sense. Yeah.
Yes, and there are things that you're not dealing with because you have warriors who are praying.
Yeah.
Warriors who are taking on territory. Warriors who are bringing down principalities in cities. And so that's a thing you never have to think about.
Yeah.
Warriors who are dealing with financial things.
Yeah.
Warriors who are... So you're like... You know like how you cousin, but you become big. You know, like you're in school, you're in S1, and someone tries to tease you and you're like, my sister is so and so.
My sister. Yeah?
It's that thing. You're sort of like, come on. Yeah?
Yeah.
I have people everywhere.
Hey.
Yeah. Everywhere. Like, you cannot tell me nothing. That's the thing. Happy. You're not, you know where the psalm starts in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know? It's talking about unless God...
A city they labor in vain.
Aha, they labor in vain. who built it, unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
Yeah.
Where is this man speaking with the enemy? At the gate. The gate is the entrance to this city.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, meaning you have an inheritance that is guarding the city.
Yeah.
Yes, because you're speaking with your enemies in the gate. That's the entrance to your city.
Yeah.
So there's no need to worry. You sleep. You don't work in vain because you have disciples, because you have children.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's really true. I mean, I was just thinking about the fact that when God gives us children, He gives us a gift, but we have a responsibility.
Yes.
To those children.
Yes.
To sharpen them.
Yes.
Yeah.
To prepare them for the world.
Yes.
To teach them, to equip them. In the other scripture you read, He was talking about passing the law to them. Teaching them the word.
The ways of God.
You know, the ways of God and just equipping those children. And then you send them out.
Yes.
And then when you do that, you become that happy man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who has raised up these children and sent them out, and they go out and do the work.
Yes.
You know, I imagine an old man beholding his children serving God.
Yes.
You know, and then seeing the grandchildren also desiring to serve God and to do the work of ministry.
Yes.
And the joy that it brings them. And when you think about it from the spiritual angle, you know, where you raise disciples and then your disciples go and raise disciples.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then those disciples go and now start doing the work of God.
A blessing.
It's a blessing and such a blessing, joy just to see these people embracing the vision that God gave to you. And as you continue to grow older, you have given them an inheritance of the work of mission and the work of ministry.
Yes.
It is a blessing. So he says, happy is the man who has his quiver full of them.
Yes.
That even if you move away from the physical, in the spiritual, make many disciples, you know, make many disciples at all levels, and then just send them out. They will speak with their enemies
in the gate.
Wow. So you just added something there. Earlier you had said be present, protect the children, provide for the children, and then prepare.
Prepare.
I love that. Amazing. Yeah.
Prepare the children.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. The four P's.
Oh, Pastor. Yes, there are four P's. Well, it looks like we are running out of time.
Oh, yes.
And I would like to ask one of these anointed people to lead, you know, the audience, anyone who is here and would like to give their life to Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, as we're talking about the children.
Come on.
And Pastor Angela said that you can't be a good parent if you have not been a good child.
Oh, yes.
The very first level of belonging in terms of your life where you find significance is if you become a child of God.
Yes.
Bible says that for as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. And so if you're out there, you're watching us, I know God is convicting you. The Holy Spirit is convicting you in your heart. And you'd like to give your life to Jesus, to become a child of God, to receive God not just as your creator, not just as your provider, but as your father.
Yes.
And I would like you to say these words after me, because the Bible says that you believe in your heart unto righteousness and you confess with your mouth unto salvation. So I'd like you to say these words after me. Actually, put up your hand where you are as a sign of faith. Wherever you are, just put up your hand. Whether you're listening to us now or later, put up your hand. Would like to pray with you. Just say these words after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
Today I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That you are the Son of God.
That you are Son of God.
And I confess with my mouth.
And I confess with my mouth.
That you are my Lord and Savior.
That you are my Lord and Savior.
Take my life.
Take my life.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
And do something significant in my life.
And do something significant in my life.
I declare that I'm born again.
I declare that I'm born again.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that prayer, welcome Woo-hoo! To the family of
welcome
God.
To the
God
family
is
of God.
Now your Father. Contact Amen. Us on this number +256. 6 as a country code, +256 775 642 449. +256 775 642 449. Someone is on the is at the end of that line to just pray with you and to help prepare you as you walk as a child in the family of God.
Oh yes.
So thank you so much for joining us on MC Live. Now it's time for you to gather in your missional community. You know, enjoy the snacks, enjoy the drink, and answer those two questions.
Yes.
What is Jesus saying to you? And what are you, going to do about it?
Charlie Wajulazon, make some noise!
Oh, yes, thank you so much for joining us once again. God bless you and see you next week on MC Live.
Bye-bye.
For listening to this teaching, we hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555.